This is 666 gallons of Mooch, the podcast. You've waited your whole life for this moment, and here it is, 666 gallons of Mooch. Here are the messages you've been waiting for, and here they are, 666 gallons of Mooch, the podcast.
The sixth episode. This is number six. That means we've been doing this for, let me count back, exactly six episodes. I mean, I'm no math whiz, but that's how many it's been. It's been a while. I'm sorry it took me so long. There's been some crazy shit going on. Matadors have been in the studio. I've been booking shows. I've been doing crazy, crazy stuff. I'm about to close the cathedral here in Toronto, ladies and gentlemen. It's the last actual night. There's going to be real music on the stage, and they've chosen the Matadors, the Terror Chargers, and they've reformed the Heat Scores, one of my favorite bands, to close this. The last all-ages venue in Toronto. This show's for the kids. I'm doing a free show. I think if I were you, I would fly up here to do this show, but that's, you know, that's me. What the fuck do I know? We're going to get straight into some shit I hate. I fucking hate TV right now. I hate it!
Yes, I hate him.
There's still some applause. Those people shut the fuck up. Can we just get rid of the applause? Thank you. Now, there's so much goddamn reality TV out there. There's reality. Everything's a fucking reality show. Is it a reality show? It seems pretty scripted. My wife watches Cake Boss. Cake. The guy makes cakes. He's freaking out about cake. It's all scripted. It's all fucking retarded, these guys yelling about cakes and shit. And then last night, I'm watching TV, and I think, oh, fuck, well, I'll watch some TV. So I'm clicking through, and I see The Bachelor, and I read something about The Bachelor, and I start watching the show. The Bachelor, you know what? They shouldn't call this show The Bachelor. You know what it should be called? Whores. The show should be called Whores. That's what the show should be called. I think I should be allowed to write some shows. I got some ideas. If there's any Hollywood types listening, I'm going to pitch some ideas since you're putting out so many fucking stupid shows. Here's a show I created called Party Dogs. Party Dogs. And what it is you have somebody has a big party in their a Hollywood party in a big Hollywood mansion. There's food and shit everywhere. And then somebody lets dogs loose in the house and they eat all the food off the trays, all the pate and the chocolate and shit. And then a film crew comes by and watches them fucking barf and shit on everything. It's called Party Dogs. I got a theme song for it. And maybe we'll play that in a bit. Or I got a cop show. It's like CSI. But they're all retards. It's all developmentally handicapped kids that are like solving crimes that aren't really crimes at all. What do you think about that? That fucking fly. That's better than half that shit, isn't it? Fucking hate TV right now. Well, fuck yourself, TV. Well, it's a little like being Amish, isn't it? I mean, kind of. If you really have to deconstruct the whole thing and think about it, it's a little like being Amish. It's a catchy little song there about being rockabilly. It's kind of about being Amish, too. Moving on. I guess we're going to get into some Guitar Manifesto area where I get on my high horse and talk about what you should be doing as a guitar player, because it's my fucking podcast, and I will do that if I goddamn want.
Which is Guitar Manifesto!
Okay, I'm talking specifically to lazy fucking sack of shit punk rock kids. I'm not talking to all punk rock kids that are playing bands. I'm specifically talking to the lazy sack of shit ones. You know the ones I'm talking about, the rich kids that live up in Willowdale that dress like they're real crusty punks. They sew all the patches of bands they never fucking heard on their clothes, and then they act like they're homeless. Those guys, when they start a band, they suck. And I'll tell you why. This is why right here. They watch TV and they see punk rock bands. They'll see, you know, Casualties, or they'll see fucking Rancid or whatever fucking band. And they're looking at that band and they're thinking, you know what? Those guys make it look so effortless. They got that snotty attitude where they don't care. And you know what? I'm going to put in as much effort into my band as it looks like those guys are putting in. And then they put their band together and they suck shit. You know why? Because they didn't learn to fucking play. The difference between you, lazy sack of shit Willowdale kid, and goddamn Rancid is they learned how to play. You gotta learn how to play. And then act like you don't fucking care. It doesn't work the other way. And that's my manifesto for today. And fuck you and learn to play your goddamn...